Die groot trek saam Dopie en Nina. Wees daar tussen 3 en 6.
Alex Harry met Wild. Weet jy wat is Wild? Ons praat nou met Harry.
Maar sy naam is Harry, sy funny.
Ja, maar jy gesien wat ek al gedoen het?
Ek het, baie slim.
Jy is nog nie by die module in my radio schoolboekie nie, nie?
Nee, ek het hom nog nie by hom nie.
As jy hierdie semester deurkom, dan sal ek laat jy slaag na die semester toe.
Ja. Ok, baie dankie.
Dis 503 wat jy moet kry, by the way. Hoorie, so die Olympiese Spele is om die draai. Ek is mega excited, want daar is nie baie van hierdie sport, groot sportbijeenkomste wat ek actually kyk nie.
Ja, jy kyk bietjie golf.
Ek kyk al die golf.
F1.
En dan die rugby wereldbeker.
Ja, en ek kyk die groot tennis, ja. Soos Wimbledon, yes. Of Roland Garros as Rafa
ja.
Speel.
Maar ek leer by jou nog ja. Die tennis stuk. Ja. Cricket, ek het afgesny. Die netbal sal ek nou nog als volg wanneer dit opkom. Die meisjes doen verskriklik goed. Maar die ander goeders nie so baie.
Maar ek dink almal kyk Olympiese Spele.
Olympiese Spele, daar is iets aan dit.
Ja.
Ek weet nie wat het is nie. En is, meeste van die tyd is het dudes wat hardloop. Nee?
Nee, maar daar is soveel...
Die nalope is so baie, altyd. En, kan ek net vir jou sê? En dan is daar cool goeders wat bykom, en jy sien dit nie die hele tyd nie, maar soos die archery.
Ja.
Ek kan vir ure na dit.
Dit, en ek hou weer van die duik.
Van die duik.
Ja, dit is my lekker. En obviously is swem, want ons doen altyd goed in die swem.
Ja. Maar ons een klein dingetje genoem.
Oe, die gymnastiek is ook cool om te kyk.
Hou jy van die gymnastiek waar hulle tuimel of die een met die stokkie met die lang lint aan?
Ek hou van dit alles. Ek hou van die balke, ek hou van die spring, ek hou van die tuimel, ek hou van alles.
Goeiste. Nou, ons het een van ons Suid-Afrikaanse Olympiese atlete. Hy is op die oomblik in Frankrijk besig om te train.
Ja.
Harry Seyne. En hy is een jong man. Kan nie dink dat hierdie ou enigszins iets weet van swaard slaan en sikker goed. Maar hy saam met ons uit Parys uit. Harry, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Welcome on our show. We're so proud of you and happy for you that you get to go to the Olympics.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm happy to represent, as I'm sure you know.
So, Harry, fencing, right? It's not a typical sport. Were you like a little boy watching Brakenjan and seeing them with their swords and thinking, oh, I want to do that?
Absolutely, yes.
Really?
I mean, like all the movies of swords and stuff, oh, I love them. Everything from Zorro to Star Wars to everything like that really made me want to be like a knight in shining armor.
And then, how old were you when you picked up this large metal toothpick that you guys play with?
What, you call it a lance, right?
No, so there's three different swords, and okay. I do épée. They all have different rules and technicalities,
okay.
But they're all fencing. Yeah. They have slightly different styles.
Yeah.
But yeah, my sword or my weapon is called the épée.
Épée. How do you spell it?
Yeah, E-P-E-E. And it has some like French accents on some
yeah,
of the E's.
Yeah, because it is a French sport, isn't it? Or like originated there.
Yes, I think it's like a very like European originating sport. Kind of like the Musketeers.
Yes. That's where Brakenjan comes from. But I think you're too young to have watched Brakenjan.
Yeah,
it was Brakenjan and the Four Musketeers. That's the reference. But Harry, okay, so how old were you when you picked up your first épée?
So I started in 2009, so I was about 9, 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you just tell your parents, like, I want to start fencing, and they found a club for you, or how did it start?
Yes. Yeah, so I first asked to do horse riding because I saw also in all those movies, those cool, like, lancing and jousting and all that stuff. So that was my, like, oh, I want to go do that.
Yeah.
I didn't love it so much. And once I had stopped horse riding, I like, begged my parents to find fencing because I definitely wanted to try it as a kid and, you know, like, really play out the swordsman dream. After a few months, my dad found a place, and that's the place I am currently, in the Tischler Fencing School. And I've been training in Joburg ever since. And well, now I'm in Paris for a training camp. But yeah, that's been a short snippet of my journey.
So, Harry, when you were a little boy dreaming of swords and stuff, was the Olympics part of that dream?
For sure. in 2008, I first saw, obviously, our team on the big screen. And I thought, wow, definitely need to give this a try. And immediately when I started it, I did have a bit of a talent for it. And I thought, well, you know, why not go for what can only be the biggest achievement in the sport? And here I am. I qualified. So it's awesome.
Have you always been a fan of the medieval art forms?
Yes, yeah. Even as a kid, I think I watched the History Channel a little too much and not enough cartoon.
Because going from the horses to the swords and the lancing, and have you got some chainmail hanging in your cupboard?
I don't, but I do know how to make it, which is a bit of an odd thing. But yeah, I have dabbled in that sort of area.
Harry Seiner, ons Olympiese atleet, hy is in Frankryk vir 'n oefeningskamp vir fencing. En dis interessant om te weet wanneer laas ons 'n span gestuur het vir hierdie spesifieke dissipline na die Olimpiese spele toe. Ons gaan nou verder met hom gesels. Olimpiese atleet Harry Seiner. How insane is it, Harry Seiner, to be able to say Olympic athlete?
I think it's the most insane you can get.
What do your parents think about this? Because I mean, you're still studying at the moment, and as far as I know, you are soon to be a mechanical engineer.
I sure am, and my parents, I'm sure, are very, very proud and very, very happy. They are, you know, definitely as much a part of my journey as any other part has been, and they've been so supportive and helpful in every single way to just get me over the line and get me to the Olympics. And you know, I'm so glad I could do not only me proud and the country proud, but also them.
But do you do that now when you walk into a new space or meet new people and you introduce yourself and say, hi, Olympic fencer Harry Seiner, pleased to meet you?
Maybe I should, hey. I think that's a great idea. I should maybe get a badge as well.
I would
need to at least get onto the piste first so that I can officially be called an athlete, and then I could maybe start doing that.
I would have made business cards by now if I were you, but that's just me. Harry, so 16 years.
That's a good idea.
16 years has passed since we saw a team of South African fencers at the Olympics. Is the sport just not big enough in South Africa? Is it tough to qualify? Why did we need 16 years to send a Harry over?
Well, I think it is quite difficult to qualify. I think South Africa does need to make more of a community and tradition for fencing for it to really grow and become a sport that can really challenge the world top names. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could give you a whole list of why we did or didn't. At the end of the day, you know, it is a very difficult process. There are a lot of ways, or rather a lot of people who also want to qualify, and it's, so it's very competitive. And even like as a team, we try to qualify and missed out to Egypt, who's quite a strong contender. And so, yeah, the last sort of slot was to qualify individually, and that's what I got.
So you would think with our massive amount of fences and also our love for sharp objects as a country, we would have been really good at this sport, but apparently not.
Well, yeah, I think we should encourage more people to join. It would be awesome to have a large contingency of Boersians to come and run around with sharp objects.
But hopefully, Harry, you do really, really well, and then you become like the poster boy for South African fencing, and then people are going to like run to start fencing, and it will become massive.
Absolutely. That would be excellent. I do feel a bit of duty now that I have qualified to, you know, give some leadership and, you know, guide fencing in some way so that we can qualify more people and hopefully send a team next time. And really hopefully like make it a habit for us to qualify for the Olympics so that it's like, oh, it's South Africa again. Oh, no. Not so much. It's like, oh, where are you from? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what country has the like most fencers to look out for in the Olympics?
I think you do need to be careful with everyone. There are such high caliber athletes there that have lots of experience. And, I mean, yeah, Hungary, France, Japan, Kazakhstan, a few different places with more than enough athletes to really, you know, keep your wits about you. And if you don't, you'll soon end up at the wrong end of the sword. So
that's interesting. Harry, listen, so we're going to follow you because this year we're fortunate enough that most of the games will be held in a decent time slot where South Africans can watch Olympics the whole day. Mm. So we're definitely going to be following your journey, but it's always much more fun when you understand the sport a little bit better. So can you please explain to me, I've seen you guys are attached at the back with like a little pulley system.
Yes.
When the one goes back, the other one goes forward. Can you guys actually get to each other? Or how does that thing work?
So it's electronic scoring. And so luckily I do the most simple fencing. When my light comes on, I get a point. And so everybody in South Africa can scream their lungs out for me and I'm sure I'll hear it. But basically, it's the sword has a wire in it, and at the very end, it's not sharp. It has a button, and when you press that button on your opponent, the wire runs down the sword, and you have another like wire called the body wire that runs down your suit, and then that's what's attached to that like pulley system. It's like it's a wire that goes to the box that when you hit, the light comes on.
So it doesn't actually pull the one guy and push the other one, or vice versa, because that's what I thought it did.
There's no puppet mastering around. Don't worry.
So these are actual electrical wires that are connected to the tip of your sword.
Yes, and then the reels are like slightly sprung just so that the wire stays a little bit taut.
So then how many rounds are there, and like how does the scoring work? If you can explain it quickly.
For sure. So there's 15 points maximum. That's how you win. Three rounds of 3 minutes, 1 minute breaks in between. If you're ahead when the time runs out, you win. And that's the general parameters of the game. So there's a few other technical rules, but I'm sure I can touch on that later.
Yeah.
Can you poke somebody anywhere on their person?
Yes.
Or how? So can you only score on the torso and the head?
Yeah. So for Epe, you can. You can hit on the toe, the hand, the foot, anywhere you want. And yeah, that's definitely a part of the game for sure.
Does the face count more points?
No, it's only one touch, 1 point. So if you want to take a bigger risk, it's got to pay off. But there's no like extra scoring for hitting the head or the left hand or anything. It's just,
but it needs to be a physical poke, right? You can't just slash them and now it's like, in a real sword fight, that would have been at least guts spilling on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. For Saber, maybe there's like you just need to like touch the electric jacket and it'll go on.
Oh wow!
But for Epe, I think even the springs and the tips are calibrated to be a like minimum of 750 grams of force is required to hit them.
So this is one of the three different disciplines. This is almost the one that takes the most skill.
Well, it's definitely the more timing game. Because, I mean, you know, anyone with a sword can kill you. So you do need to be a bit more careful and a bit more patient. And I suppose for the other ones, the rules sort of protect you in a way because it's like the right of way. Like if you're attacking, it's your attack. So as long as you hit, you'll win. But for Epe, you can hit whenever. And so you can't just run at your opponent without getting punished for it.
Yeah. So, Harry, do you do like fitness and do you have to be very fit to do this sport?
It certainly helps, for sure. I think the physical and mental aspects go hand in hand. I do my own strength conditioning and a whole bunch of work just to make sure that when I do my technical work, I'm doing everything right and precise and I can do it fast and powerful. Then it's the dance, you know, like you got to play with the timing and the actions and deceive your opponent. And it becomes a real like conversation and a story more than just physical prowess.
That's very poetic.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said deception. You mentioned deception there. Is that why you guys always have the backhand in the air, just kind of waving? It's like kind of check here, check here, check here, and then you poke them with a sword on the other side.
Yeah, the lesser experienced fencers might get distracted by that, but the more experienced fencers know that it can be a distraction, so we don't even look at it. It's more for balance when you lunge, so you keep your hand there, and then when you stick out your sword arm, you also throw back your other arm so that you can keep your body upright and you have a nice, strong foundation to hit from.
Harry, so you are in Paris, you're in a training camp. When does that finish? Are you going to come back to South Africa, and then when are you actually competing?
So I'm actually competing on the 28th of July. I will come back to South Africa. I need to sort out my visa for the Olympics. And this training camp ends on this Friday, I think. But I think I'll have a bit more training on the weekend and then Monday, Tuesday, and I fly back Tuesday night.
Well, fantastic, Harry. We're definitely going to keep touch and follow your progress. We are extremely proud of you.
So Harry,
awesome. Thanks for your support, guys. I appreciate it.
When you win your medal.
Yeah, not if, it's you know, when.
Yeah, I said when. We would love to touch base with you. So I know people's going to be everyone asking for interviews and stuff, but please remember us.
Yeah, us common
Absolutely.
Folk, us common people. And you must come visit us in the studio.
Worry.
Next time you must come visit us in the studio.
Yeah.
Because we want to see a physical Olympic medal and I need to bite it, especially if it's gold.
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll have my teeth marks next to it as well.
Lovely.
Harry, we're all behind you. We will remind our listeners when you are going to be taking the stage. So good luck.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it. You're giving me goosebumps.
Thanks,
so
Harry.
I really am so excited. Thank you.
Have a good day, buddy. Thanks for the chat. Cheers, man.
Cool.
Harry Sainer, ons Olympische fencer. Cool guy.
And, I can't speak my sister surfer. Yeah. So chilled out.
But it's cool om 'n jong mens te sien nou.
Yeah.
Wat deel neem aan so 'n bietjie van 'n vintage sportamper.
Ja.
Kuier maandag tot vrydag saam Dobie en Nina. 3 tot 6. Net hier op die Groot Trek. Op Groot FM 90.5.